with WFM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. It is finally Friday. Good morning. Happy Friday to you. Mike McKay here. We are closing in on the weekend. I don't know if you're ready for it. Ready or not, here it comes. It is the 15th of November. We are just about halfway through the month already and only a couple of weeks away from Thanksgiving, believe it or not. Wow. A lot of music to get you on your way this morning. We'll do some news. We'll do some weather information to let you know how things are going to go weather-wise for today and into the weekend. And I've got some interesting things that I've come across to share with you as the morning unfolds. So thanks for letting me be part of your Friday. I certainly appreciate that.
In Wien war Vienna, wo er alles tat. Er hatte Schulden, der Natur, doch ihn liebten alle Frauen. Und jede rief, na komm, rock me Amadeus. Er war Superstar, er war populär. Er war so exaltiert, because er hatte Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol. Und alles rief, na komm, rock me Amadeus.
Amadeus, 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 Amadeus.
Es war 1780 und es war irgendwie No Plastic Money anymore, die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär, er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rocky-Doll und alles ruft noch auf den Captain Rock me up, my dick is too.
Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 90s, and more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Please, Every Breath You Take, 105.7 CFW. Mike, along with you. All right, let's start out with our feel-good story of the day. I always like to start things out with a positive story. This one is great. It's out of Chicago. Vamar Hunter has been a customer at the Gimme Some Sugar Bakery in Chicago for quite a few years. He would stop in from time to time, grab some of his favorite treats, lemon bars, and also said he enjoyed chatting with the bakery owner, Lenore Lindsay. Well, earlier this year, Vamar, who was adopted as a baby, started doing some research to learn about his birth mother. And wouldn't you know it, after genetic testing revealed that his birth mother was indeed Lenore, the owner of the bakery that he had gotten to know and over the past year. She actually put up Vamar when she was 17 years old. They have connected. He said, it's not only been a great experience, it's further strengthened my faith. And Vamar and Lenore now have not only reconnected as mother and son, But they're making up for lost time. He actually works with her at the bakery, which allows them to both strengthen their family bond while contributing to build the business together. What an amazing story. Now, I don't know about you, but that I believe there's something a little bit more there than just coincidence, don't you?
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Your big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street, you're gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, your big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
We will rock you.
Sing it.
We will rock you.
Everybody,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
All right. Paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime, and bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my shouts and kicked in my face, but I've come through.
I need to go home.
We'll be right back.
Ottawa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
CFW McKay in the morning along with you coming up in just a few minutes. I have another edition of Wait, What Happened? This has to do with an 11-year-old boy who sued his parents. Yes, and why he sued his parents, you may ask. I will explain in less than 15 minutes. You don't want to miss this.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy, yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby. And what it all comes down to is that everything's gonna be fine, fine, fine. 'Cause I've got drunk, but I'm sober. I'm sad, but I'm laughing. I'm brave, but I'm chicken sh**. I'm sick, but I'm pretty.
Thank you.
Mars Poison 105.7 CFW. How would you like to grab some free lunch, some free food at Hot Pot Barbecue Sushi Restaurant? That's that brand new restaurant that's open in Eau Claire. It's right on Claremont Avenue. If you've tried it, you probably want to go back again, and maybe you've been cruising by thinking, man, I want to try that. Here's your chance to win. First off, have the Civic Media app on your smartphone. Okay, it's a free app. If you don't have it, head over to your app store, download it, search 105.7 CFW. Make us your home station. And then when you open it up, you'll see that you can listen to us through the app. You can also text us through the app, and that's how we do our text to win contest. And Laura McKenna, over the noon hour, is giving you a chance to win. She'll give you a keyword. You text it in when you hear it. She'll randomly grab a winner at the end of the noon hour. And it could be you, and you would be off to Hot Pot Barbecue Sushi Restaurant from us here at 105.7 CFW. So get the Civic Media app, listen to us over the noon hour, hear the keyword, send in the text. You got as good a chance as anybody else to win, okay? Make sure you have that on your smartphone because, I think there's going to be even more winning than that coming again very soon. McCabe in the morning along with you. All right, it's another edition of Wait, What Happened? An 11-year-old boy in China took his parents to court. He claimed that they broke a promise to him. They had promised to buy him a computer if he got at least a 94% average in school. When he came home with a 97% average, his father told him, sorry, we can't afford the computer right now. He was so upset. He took them to court. He's suing them for breaking a verbal agreement. He is 11. What do you think? Do you think he has does he have a case? I feel as a parent, I may be wrong, but I feel as a parent that if I truly don't have the money at this time to buy you something, there's not much you can do about it. But maybe the court will see it differently. We'll see what happens.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Looking for a meal that's fresh, exciting, and all you can eat? Come to Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi, Eau Claire's first Hot Pot Buffet. Savor traditional hot pot, freshly made sushi, and a dinner buffet featuring crab legs and oysters. With monthly specials and endless choices for lunch and dinner, there's something for everyone. Stop in for an unforgettable dining experience. Located at the corner of Claremont Avenue and London Road. Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi, where fresh flavor meets endless possibilities.
Special Order Business is back at Economy Furniture. Choose from great brands like FlexSteel, England, and Best Home Furnishings. You choose the style, you choose the fabric, we'll have it in your home in 4 to 6 weeks. Get yourself a new recliner, new sofa, or a new sectional now at Economy Furniture. Don't forget, we're the Chippewa Valley source for power lift recliners and therapeutic mattresses. Economy Furniture, rocking and reclining since 1950.
Badge Air in Chippewa Falls is honoring the individual men and women of our armed forces for the sacrifices they've made. Through rigorous training and deployment in dangerous situations, they're the people who've kept our country free for over 200 years. The members of our nation's military have sacrificed so we can enjoy the freedoms our Constitution guarantees. They deserve our salute. This from Badge Air in Chippewa Falls, a proud American company that manufactures custom HVAC solutions. God bless America.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. Your boxes are wrapped and the gifts are in. Our employees are ready. Let the holiday ride begin. Let's start with the price. It's easy to manage when you ship with the reliable USPS Ground Advantage. In just a few days, it's sure to arrive. We're working nonstop to keep the spirit alive. USPS Ground Advantage, the affordable and reliable shipping solution for the holidays. Visit usps.com/advantage.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. On Wednesday, Senator Tammy Baldwin announced over $24 million in federal funding for over a dozen Wisconsin farmers and small rural businesses. According to a press release, the funding will be used to make energy efficiency improvements, cut costs, and improve resiliency. The funding was acquired through the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Energy for America program. Among the Western Wisconsin recipients are Nuts and Family Farms in Pierce County and McDonald and Owen Veneer and Lumber Company in Polk County. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking libraries across the state to once again participate in the Check Out Wisconsin State Parks at Your Library program. In partnership with the Department of Public Instruction and individual libraries, the program allows residents to use their library card to check out a daily pass to state parks, forests, and recreation areas. It's the fourth year the DNR has offered the program, and over 150 libraries already participate. The daily passes for 2025 are already available for purchase. Plans for a new hospital in Chippewa Falls are beginning to gain momentum. In a press release on Thursday, Aspirus Health announced that they have already made preliminary plans to open a new hospital in the area. Officials say the hospital could be open to the public in as little as 18 months after they receive the necessary approvals and officially decide on a location. They're looking to secure a site with access to Highway 29 and room for future expansion. The city has been without a hospital since the abrupt closure of HSHS St. Joseph's Hospital in March. The Eau Claire City Council voted to officially adopt the 2025 budget this week. The budget calls for an increase in funding of about 6.5% over the 2024 budget, including a significant increase in funding for the Neighborhood Services Division. The major goals include staff retention, increasing efficiency, maintaining quality of life, and addressing housing issues. The final budget included a couple of amendments providing $30,000 more in funding for Downtown Eau Claire, Inc. and $3,000 more for Neighborhood Services. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
We have a nice weekend ahead, and you want to get out and enjoy it because things are going to go downhill quickly next week. Today, partly cloudy, high in the low 50s. Tonight, upper 30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and windy with a high in the mid to upper 50s. Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
CFW.
CFW. All right, out on Facebook this morning, 1057 CFW's Facebook page, or my Mike McKay page, or you can text me if you've got that Civic Media app. Feel free to drop me a text through that. But I just want to know, it's real simple. Do you eat pizza with your hands or a fork? Let me know, okay? See, in our house, Fridays are usually is pizza night. So what do you think? Pizza, hands, or with a fork? Which way do you eat it? Let me know.
I woke up this morning and the sun was gone. Turned on some music to start my day. And lost myself in a song. I closed my eyes and I slipped away.
hide in my music, forget the day, and dream of a girl I used to know. I close my eyes and she slipped away.
CFW.
I just died on your own. Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Say you don't. Recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. Marconi plays the mambo. Listen to the radio.
Saturday, and I'm seeing that bumper-to-bumper traffic.